There are now 23 active cases of COVID-19 here in Newfoundland and Labrador. All have been in some way connected to travel. Starting tomorrow, the province is restricting movement within the Atlantic bubble. People arriving from the Maritime provinces will be required to self-isolate for 14 days upon arrival. At yesterday's briefing, both the Premier and Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Janice Fitzgerald, addressed the issue of rotational workers. Here first is Premier Feary.
And let me be very clear. Rotational workers must continue to adhere to the measures put in place by Dr. Fitzgerald and her team at Public Health. This is of the utmost importance for our many dedicated rotational workers. To this group, I say that I know travel during the pandemic has been stressful enough for you and your family. But please, please, I implore you to follow the provincial guidelines. We have shown that when we do, it works, and it only takes one. We all need to work together and support each other. To that end, I encourage companies in Alberta and other parts of Canada to look at adjusting their own operations. For example, switching to a month-on, month-off schedule for our country's hard-working rotational workers would make a world of difference in the quality of their lives. It would also reduce the amount of travel across the country. Remember that if you are a rotational worker coming from an outbreak site, please remember, self-isolation means isolating by yourself on your property, physically distanced from household members for 14 days, no visitors. And if any member of the household begins to have symptoms, all members must self-isolate and call 811. Do it for your own safety and that of your loved ones. Do it for your community and for your sense of service to our province.
And that was Premier Andrew Feary speaking from Monday's COVID-19 briefing. Dr. Janice Fitzgerald also announced a change in the rules surrounding rotational workers.
We also know that rotational workers, perhaps more than any other group, have sacrificed the most during this pandemic. For a significant part of this year, they were in a constant cycle of working and self-isolating without time to spend with family and friends. This is why we relaxed measures for these individuals, recognizing we had to balance risk with the well-being of these individuals and their families. We continue to carefully consider the balance of risks and benefits as COVID rages on outside our borders and workers return home to their families. Currently, rotational workers can receive a test on day 5 of their return, and if negative, they can leave self-isolation at day 7. We are making an adjustment in this order effective Wednesday, November 25th, where workers from a non-outbreak site within Canada will be required to wait until day 7 for their test. The benefit of this change is that it adds 2 additional days past potential COVID exposure, which will decrease the chance of a false negative test. If they receive a negative test, they can avail of a modified quarantine. They can leave their house and visit public places and other family members. They must wear a mask when in contact with people outside of their household bubble, even if that's other family members. They must not attend mass gatherings or crowded spaces and must not enter a long-term care facility, personal care home, or assisted living facility during the final 7 days of their modified quarantine. There will be some leeway here for exceptional circumstances. They must self-monitor for symptoms and call 811 to determine if they need testing. Any adults in the household of a rotational worker must wear a mask when in contact with others outside of their household bubble and should avoid mass gatherings, crowds, and visiting long-term care facilities, personal care homes, and assisted living facilities as much as possible. Starting Wednesday, we will also be making contact with these workers to see if they or their family require support in any way during this 14-day period, and also to provide them with a point of contact for any questions they may have around precautions the family should be taking.